ABC Radio Australia.
China's foreign ministry has officially welcomed Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manessa Sogavare continuing in the top job after surviving a vote of no confidence against him. In a press conference, spokesperson Zhao Lijin says, "We believe that under the leadership of Prime Minister Manessa Sogavare, the situation in the nation's capital city will become stable at an early date." Meanwhile, in Solomon Islands, hundreds of Chinese residents have been left homeless by riots in recent weeks that torched Chinatown in the capital, Honiara. The Red Cross says the government needs to step in urgently to rehouse the people, while the Chinese embassy is promising that aid is on the way. But as Mackenzie Smith reports, some are looking to leave the country entirely.
While the streets of Honiara are quiet this week, for many the peace has come too late to save their homes and businesses. China's embassy in Solomon Islands says hundreds of its nationals have been left homeless by the anti-government protests that turned violent late last month. In a statement, it condemned the torching of dozens of Chinese-owned businesses, which it says has caused huge property loss and social panic. The Solomon Islands Red Cross organised a market over the weekend to hand out food to people affected by the riots. Its General Secretary, Clement Manuari, says they were hoping to use the event to engage with the Chinese community.
And we were hoping that people who will come forward and when they collect those food, they can also be assessed or be interviewed by our team. But still, there were some of them who just came, get the food, and they are not prepared to talk as yet. And some of them, when they were asked, they are still traumatized.
Mr. Manuari says at least six people have requested mental health support from the Red Cross, but he says many of the homeless are looking to the government for housing.
They are displaced. They are living with their friends as a short measure. So in the long run, there is still no provision of accommodation and all this for them. I'm not sure with the government what is their plans, but for us, we are carrying out the assessments.
The Chinese embassy in Honiara says it's helping homeless families and a delivery of supplies will arrive soon. It also thanked Solomon Islands locals who risked their lives to save people from burning buildings in Chinatown, donated food and clothes, and offered shelter. The chair of the Solomon Islands Chinese Association, Henry Kwan, says they've been fielding donations from across the country.
There are various organizations, church groups, a women's group from Guadalcanal wanting and donating some vegetables and fruits for those displaced.
He says many in the Chinese community just want to get out of Solomon Islands as soon as they can.
There are a lot of Chinese workers who have lost their job, wanted to go back to China. There are also a number of business owners who want to send their families and kids back to China also. Currently, the Solomon Island Chinese Association is asking the China Embassy for assistance.
The events in Honiara have also raised concern for Chinese communities in other parts of the Pacific. Citing the riots, China's embassy in Fiji is urging Chinese citizens to register their details by the end of the week in case of future emergencies. Clement Manuari says for those in Honiara, it's been an unwelcome reminder of the violence that the Chinese community also faced during 2006 anti-government riots.
Some of the Chinese who are now Solomon Island citizens who survived their homes, their businesses survived the 2006 riots, but not this time around. They just don't know what, how and why their shops or their buildings have been destroyed as well.
He hopes that peace can be restored now that the Prime Minister, Manessa Sogavare, survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament on Monday. China's embassy in Honiara didn't respond to the ABC's questions about what support it was offering the Chinese community or whether it was considering evacuation flights.
Mackenzie Smith reporting there.